You're listening to Unhooked. On today's episode, 5 things I consume on a typical Sunday instead of watching porn. So, stay tuned.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Hi, I'm Jeremy Lipkowitz, and with over 12 years of meditation experience as a mindfulness trainer and coach for high performers, I've become obsessed with helping people break free from compulsive, unhealthy behaviors and addictions and step into a life of true freedom so that they can finally become their best selves and cultivate deeper and lasting fulfillment. I've created Unhooked, the Breaking Porn Addiction podcast, to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to master your mind and optimize your life. This is Unhooked. So hello, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Unhooked. I'm your host, Jeremy Lipkowitz. And on today's episode, I wanted to talk about 5 things that I consume instead of watching porn and hopefully give you some inspiration for some things that you can do in your life to improve your life. We all know that porn is just holding you back, holding you down, negatively impacting your relationships, your self-esteem. So I wanted to give you some food for thought on some things you could do differently. And this episode today is inspired by this quote, "You are what you eat." And in reality, it should be something more like "you are what you consume." Because it's not just the food that you put into your mouth, it's the media, it's the conversations, the environment, the habits and behaviors. All of it is being consumed and it is creating the person that you are. And here's a really important fact that I want you to understand. Porn is a substance. It's one that you consume through your eyes, but it still impacts your body. You are still consuming it in the same way that ingesting food, whether it's a candy bar or a steak, it has an effect on your dopamine, your nervous system, your body composition, and so does porn. So in that context, today I want to share these 5 things that I consume on a typical Sunday instead of watching porn. Number 1, healthy and nutritious, vitality-giving food. Now this one is obvious, but what you eat is very important. Eating whole foods like meat and veggies and fruits is going to have a benefit on your life. So the fewer ingredients in the foods that you're eating, the better. If you look at the ingredient list and it's filled with all kinds of chemicals and additives, that is not going to be as good or wholesome or nutritious as something that has 1 or 2 or maybe 3 ingredients. And what you put into your body is a microcosm of what you put into your mind. It's all one and the same. So if you start treating your body with respect, it's only a matter of time before you start treating your mind with respect as well. And it also is an upward spiral. You know, the better you feel about your body and what you're eating, the more you're going to want to treat yourself well and take care of yourself. So that is the first thing that I consume on a typical Sunday, healthy, nutritious food that I encourage you to also start consuming. The second thing is to consume sunlight and fresh air. This is another thing that I love to do, especially on the weekends, especially on Sunday, is to consume sunlight and fresh air. It means getting outside, getting under the sun, getting that vitamin D, moving your body, breathing fresh air. It's about getting back to nature. So what you can do is simply go sit under a tree and watch the wind blow. You can watch the clouds in the sky. You can contemplate the vastness of the universe. You can sunbathe. Just some ways of consuming sunlight and fresh air. Number 3 is consuming uplifting conversations with friends. This is another one that I love to do. And in fact, it's really the inspiration for today's episode as I was having brunch with friends and we were talking about how these are things that we consume as well. And so this is another good one is make sure that you are surrounding yourself with good people. You know, you might have heard that quote, "You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with." So make sure that these people are people who lift you up, who inspire you, and who make you want to be a better person. This doesn't mean that every conversation with your friends needs to be a therapy session or a business mastermind, but I want to just challenge you to notice the general vibe, the general energy of your conversations with friends. Is it gossip? Is it negative? Is it complaining? Or is it focused on being better people? living a life of value, living a life of service, just looking at what are the conversations like with your friends. All right, number four, what I like to consume on the weekend is good books on personal development. So this is about feeding your brain with wisdom, not just information. There is a quote I remember, I don't know who said it, and I don't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the lines of this. If more information was all we needed, we would all be millionaires with six packs already. So instead of just looking for information, look for wisdom. Look for character development. Look for emotional intelligence. Things that are going to change who you are from the inside out. So some ways to do this, reading autobiographies of inspiring people, finding popular self-improvement or personal development books, listening to podcasts such as this one or audiobooks. There are so many ways that you can feed your mind and consume personal development and character development. The fifth thing that I like to consume on a Sunday, and this is another one that I would highly encourage, is to consume boredom. And yes, you heard me correctly. I want you to consume boredom. What I mean by that is that you should be building solitude and stillness and boredom into your diet to actually eat it up. You know, this is one of your vegetables that you should be eating. One of those things that you should add into your diet that might be uncomfortable, but is good for you. So what this looks like is time where you are not overwhelmed. It can be going on a walk without your phone or meditating or simply sitting in a restaurant and enjoying your meal without overstimulation of your phone or conversation or other things. If you're struggling with this one, take baby steps. So what this might look like is maybe just going to the bathroom without your phone, or taking a 5-minute walk by yourself, or maybe when you're standing in line or waiting for something, not checking your email, but just standing there and observing what's around you. So to intentionally introduce boredom, stillness, and solitude into your life is going to have a massive benefit on your life. So that is it for today. 5 things I try to do on Sundays, 5 things I like to consume on Sundays that help me live a better life and be a better person. These are things that you can and should do instead of watching porn, instead of doing things that just numb out and make you feel like a zombie. So I hope you've enjoyed this little mini episode. As always, I would love to hear your comments and your feedback. You can leave us a review on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever you are listening to this. And feel free to reach out as well. You can find me on Instagram at Jeremy Lipkowitz, and you'll find me there. So that's it for today. Hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Catch you on the next episode.